This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Between the rings, works on the right-hand dribble, attacks, kick out, right corner, Hunter, three, it's good! Tie game!
And my bracket is already blown up. Good morning, Metroplex. Thursday edition of Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy. We got our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. We got Ross in for Pepe, and Aiden is firing up the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Let the madness begin. True TV with the Texas Longhorns blowing their lead. I thought they were good to go. I had them moving on to the Sweet 16, I believe, to take on RJ Choppy's Tennessee Volunteers. Oh, he is decked out in the orange today, and I check later on and wake up, and Texas is out.
They blew it. They completely blew it. I don't even know how they blew this lead. They should never have lost this basketball game. They were in complete control about, I don't know, the first 28, 30 minutes almost, it seemed like. But Xavier in the second half just came to play, and Texas completely fell flat. And I feel I am petrified right now. Because as a show, we are 0-2 with our schools. And
yeah, I wouldn't really count mine.
Oh, I'm counting yours, baby.
American. Okay. We lost our big man.
I know. That was the most patriotic school in history. I mean, the American Eagles from the Patriot League.
Maybe it's a sign of the times.
Maybe it's, maybe it is. Texas, no way they should have lost at all. And they blew it down the stretch. There was the one play. Xavier was up three, and their big guy bricks a three pointer, and it falls right in the lap of somebody that was underneath the basket. Because if a regular rebound happens, he doesn't get anywhere near that basketball because it's over his head. Falls right into his lap. 5-point lead. Game over.
Worst game I've seen Texas play all year. And just really flat.
The first only game. One yeah. You've seen them
Rodney
play.
Terry, by the way, is out this morning, it sounds like, at Texas after that game. Sounds like they're going to be looking for a new head coach. So that was the report late last night, is that it sounds like Rodney Terry's
maybe
fired.
Maybe you can follow Rick Barnes. I think this is it for Rick. I think Rick calls it a career after this tournament. So
Rodney Terry so far there has done what type of job?
Disappointing.
Look, I think Texas is the they're such a great potential university for basketball. Like, they've got all the kids in the state that you could possibly ask for. They have all the NIL money. There's no reason why they can't be a number one seed every two or three or four years. Like, they're that big of a program from a potential standpoint.
There was buzz last night, the guy that beat him, Sean Miller, the head coach at Xavier, that he might be the replacement there in Texas. So we'll see. But Rodney Terry's going to be out. It was two just really disappointing years. Mm.
So now I have to ride with the Illini.
Oh, baby.
Go ahead and beat Kentucky and then meet RJ's Vols before we get to the Elite Eight.
You got scratch marks on there. You got scratch things scratched out.
I have it. I have it scratched out, but this is it. This is the effect. I can't wait to get this thing out of my hands.
Yeah.
My God. This is a torturesome process.
Man, I love. See, Peyton wants to give me like, he wanted to do an online thing. I'm like, no, man. I need to write the W and the L. I like to cross things out.
Yeah, with your math, though, over the past year, I like to secretly ask Bobby or Pepe to double check the math.
That's fine. They can double check. look, it's the medication.
I don't know what state you're, the medication.
Yeah. So I found out, I went to the cardiologist last week, right, for my 6-month review.
Okay.
And he said, how is the medication you're on? Like, do you have any suicidal thoughts? Do you have any body aches? He said, do you have any memory loss? And I'm like, well, you know, now that you mention it, I said, I don't know if my dad's whole dementia thing was contagious or, but I'm just like, you know, I walk into a room and I'm like, what am I doing here? My math is quite bad. He goes, yep, that's the cholesterol medicine. He says that.
It, cholesterol like, medicine affects arithmetic.
What it does is it takes.
What do they do that in one of those commercials?
Right?
So and such may affect your division and multiplication tables.
He said they call it the forget me drug or the forget me pill. And I forget what he said about it. I'm just kidding. no, but what he said is it takes all the. It's supposed to drain the fat out of your blood and it takes some of the fat out of your brain. So your brain like shrinks. Like,
lean brain.
Yeah. So I got a lean brain. I got a very lean brain. So,
but you lost the math.
But I lost the math.
Okay.
The math was stored in the fat.
It used to be there, yeah.
The Longhorns out, and so is my team.
Hobbs on the midcourt logo with 5. Works to the right slot. Crosses over on Sprouse. 3. Good! Dallas Hobbs put both hands over his head. He untucks his jersey. He stares into the crowd.
True TV. With the call, we lost our big man, and we lost any chance as Mount St. Mary takes out my American University Eagles. So, once an Eagle, always an Eagle, always eliminated.
That's pretty rough there, that defense. They were, St. Mary's was able to get just about anything they wanted. What was this like? They probably ended up, I think they were close to like 60% less. 58% shooting from the field for St. Mary's. That was just... That was tough for you guys.
Yeah.
I felt bad for you last night, Sean.
And the moment the big guy went down, the third time he went down, I mean, my gosh, that guy.
He was like a Mavericks highlight reel.
He was constantly being helped off the floor. But that was it. That was it. And, American got mounted.
Anything else happened last night that we need to know about? I'm seeing a lot of NIT scores with SMU winning by 10. I think SMU is the NIT favorite.
I did not pay attention to a whole lot of NIT basketball. It was just these two. And now we get the real thing started. We get the real tournament started today at 11:15.
And you're going to be out and about? I saw you post.
Yeah, I'm just going to go hang. My buddy Rex owns a bar out in Fort Worth.
Wow.
Rex's. I'm going to go out there and just chill for
what
the
a
day.
Fitting name.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll pop by.
Go on by.
After I go to Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
There you go.
Are you going to Twin Peaks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What time's that?
I'm not sure yet. Probably around 1.
Okay.
Something like that.
So dual watch parties. With the morning show for the madness getting started, I will. I told Amanda, a little one has been sick, so she's been up all hours of the night. So I will be going home and watching basketball with my girl, and we'll see how.
All right.
How bad of a process that is, but I am looking forward to getting up out of here and watching. Starting at what time? We're going 11:15.
11:15 is the first game. I think it's Louisville Creighton. And that's the first, and they're gonna start every 30-ish minutes for the first couple of hours, and then obviously then after the first 4 games are over, then they'll kind of figure out the times from there because every game's gonna end at a different spot.
Okay, I'm curious. I want to ask y'all something because you mentioned the other day you liked when they were all closer together going on at one time. Probably more a nostalgic thing than anything else. Do you feel like it's oversaturated a little bit that, like, now instead of just it's CBS hosting it and they're cutting back and forth between games and you get whatever you get locally, that now it's like, well, I can just jump over to True TV or any of these 4 channels? Like, I kind of do, for some reason, miss the nostalgia of just, like, the rapid jump cuts between games on CBS.
The jump cuts, it was cool, but, like, I'd much rather be able to choose every game because you had your TV channels decide who you watched.
Yeah.
I want to watch
based upon my bracket.
Right. Yeah. You want to watch based upon your bracket. So I get the nostalgia of shrinking them together.
I think that's what, honestly, I'm not kidding. I think the CBS's coverage of the NCAA tournament is what conditioned me to love Red Zone like I do.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's, you know, like they have the score up in the corner so you can constantly, of the other games. So if you see a game's getting closer, you can flip over to that one. So, you know, it's a great avenue to be able to watch at home or at a sports like tomorrow, G-Bag Nation at Cold Beer and Cheeseburgers in Euless. I'll be out there for that.
Wow.
And, you know, watching some of the games, and it's a setup. You need to be in a sports bar.
We had other hoops last night. Some craziness with Rick Carlisle.
59 and 9-10. And they've got him trapped. The steal. Shepherd lays it in. It's a three-point game.
Was it a late Mavs meltdown? Were there fouls that should have been called? Either way, the Indiana Pacers win 135-131 over the Dallas Mavericks. PJ Washington led the way with 26, Jaden Hardy with 24, but all types of chaos broke out in this one. There were 85 points scored in the fourth quarter. The Pacers scored 45, the Mavs scored 40, but thankfully we lose. Still four games under 500.
Yeah, this has been a slow burn, even going 1-9.
Yes.
In the last 10 games, how many games have the Mavericks allowed fewer than 122 points?
In the last how many?
10.
Well, I mean, they traded Luka away because defense wins championships. So I'm going to say all 10.
I know it's over 5, but I'm going to guess 4.
In the last 10 games, they've allowed fewer than 122 points zero times.
Oh, fewer than?
Fewer than 122
oh,
points.
Oh, zero times.
They have not. They've allowed 132, 122, 137, 122, 125, 129, 126, 133, 130, 135.
Glad you trimmed the fat on
this
defense.
This is literally. I don't know. I have no idea how they're scoring this many points either. They're scoring a ton of points.
Fortunately, again, if you're aboard Team Tank like we are, the Phoenix Suns get the victory over the Chicago Bulls. So Phoenix is officially in the 10 spot right now, even though we have the same record. So I'll just take you through 5 on down. Memphis, I might as well start with the top because Luka is playing. And that leads us to a Luka highlight with what he did against Denver.
Doncic feeling it.
Tell you, Luka, in 7 minutes, he's got 20.
It's 7 minutes.
He went off in the first half. He went nuts in the first half.
It's fine, guys. It's fine. It's fine. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
It hit me again. Like, you just got these. Oh, my God. Luka went on SportsCenter with Van Pelt, too. Are you kidding me? 30, 10, and 9 without LeBron. LeBron did not play. Their big NBA night got ruined because all of a sudden, no Joker, no Jamal Murray. Luka goes off in the first half. The Lakers win. So, go ahead, Chop.
You want some worse news?
Yeah.
So, I went to Tankathon, and the Mavs moved up a spot, right? They're now 12.
Yeah.
I simmed the lottery. The first sim, they went back down to 13 in the lottery
ranking.
So
they're
drafted.
OKC has locked up the West. We know that. The Rockets are the 2 seed. They're a game up on the Lakers and Denver. So the Lakers have bumped back up to the number 3 spot, then Denver, then Memphis at the 5. Golden State just surging in the 6 hole. The Clippers, ugh. I'm scared. Nothing about the Clippers is attractive to me. The Clippers are the 7. Minnesota's the 8. Sacramento's the 9. Phoenix is the 10. And there you have the Dallas Mavericks outside the play-in situation. 2 games up on the Portland Trailblazers.
The Mavericks would be right on the edge of holding on to the 7 seed if they were in the Eastern Conference right now. So thank God you're in the Western Conference with the run that you've had here. And honestly, you've got Portland surging behind you a little bit there with their 3-game winning streak. So might be able to have a couple different spots here. I did notice last night, trash-talking comfortable Luka's back. Did you see that clip everybody was sending around yesterday?
In L.A.
When he missed the free throw and he looks over, somebody had apparently yelled, "Ball don't lie." And he looks over and he points up the score. He goes, I got 20 points. You're talking about ball, don't lie.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, and it was, crap, it's that guy.
In L.A., someone harassing him. Did you see the trick shot that he hit?
I don't think I saw that.
Basically, at the tunnel where the players walk out, he turned around.
Before the game, yeah.
Heaved one up with a typical Luka trick shot.
I hate that the call now is instead of Luka Magic, it's the Don.
The Don.
The Don is, that's such a bad nickname.
877-881-1053, the way to hit us up on the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Good morning to the 6 a.m. Club. We got a PBR ticket giveaway to hook you up with today. Are you a fan of all the different rule changes that could be coming to the National Football League? I am. Let's change up your favorite sport. Next on the Home of the Cowboys with Sean and RJ.